Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of all the ones. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Marie DeNicola, the founder and CEO of Mainstream Boutique. And founded in 1991 by Marie as a direct sales company, Mainstream Boutique is a women's retail clothing and accessories franchise that offers a variety of affordable, fashion-forward pieces for women of all ages. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of all in one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Marie DeNicola, the founder and CEO of Mainstream Boutique. And founded in 1991 by Marie as a direct sales company, Mainstream Boutique is a women's retail clothing and accessories franchise that offers a variety of affordable, fashion-forward pieces for women of all ages. Hey, Marie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
How are ya?
I'm doing well,
here.
Marie. Thank you. It's great to finally have you on the show.
I've been
waiting for some time now. I thought we could start off and just jump right into it, Marie. And how was Mainstream Boutique created? You guys have a very interesting history, don't you?
Yeah, I started out in the garment district from my first marketing class in college. I knew I wanted to be a buyer in fashion, so I always dreamt of a company that would offer unique, fun, exciting apparel and accessories for women. And, you know, after I had that experience and we started to move around the country for my husband's job, I decided, you know what, I'm going to hit the ground running and start my own company.
It's great. So, and I saw it, too, that you started, too, like as a direct sales, didn't you? That was back in 1991, so you're certainly not a new company. You certainly have been around a while, haven't you?
We have been around a while. We have a really strong infrastructure because of that. I started in 1991 as a direct sales company, and then I franchised it in 1998. And it's been a fun journey, and we're just getting started.
Well, I have to ask you early in the show, what was it like being on Oprah? I was reading your bio, and I said, oh, that must have been interesting for you.
You know, it was really a life-changing thing for me. It just fell in my lap. We started to grow the business here and started to get some footing, and I got some press in some of the local newspapers, and one of the business writers wrote an article in the Oprah show, happened to see it, and the timing was right for a segment they were doing on successful entrepreneurs and women starting their own businesses. So they called me one day, and, you know, as a producer from the Oprah show, she said, you know, kind of gave me the spiel, and I gave her some answers. She said, I'll pitch the idea to Oprah, and I'll call you back. And I thought, I'm not going to hear from her. She called me back and said, can you fly out tomorrow? So it was a great experience. It was all very spontaneous, and that's where I got the whole idea for franchising,
because
I was on Oprah, women from all over the world would call in and say, how can I do what you're doing? How can I do what you're doing? So that's really where the whole idea for franchising started.
That's fantastic. That's a great story. So what sets mainstream boutique apart from, like, department stores, specialty retailers, and other boutiques selling women's clothing, Marie?
You know, we've kind of carved out our own niche. We've satisfied the demand for unique and trendy but affordable fashions, but we also have the buying power of a larger department store now with having 22, soon to be 23 locations. So we have the individuality of an independent boutique. You know, we fill the space kind of between the two, and we've created the best of both worlds and just really carved out a niche for ourselves and for our franchises and for the customers. So it's just been a win-win for everybody. And the thing that really is wonderful is how we do our buying. You know, unlike department stores that, you know, they have to have huge volumes of merchandise, we teach our franchise owners to buy ongoing. Women are fickle, you know, that we change what we want every week. So we train our buyers to buy, you know, ongoing every week. Always keep open to buy, to change your inventory, freshen it up. Give that customer a reason to come back every week. And that's really been such a huge part of our success.
And it's a different feel, too, isn't it? I mean, you know, shopping in a boutique versus shopping in a department store, isn't it, Marie? You know,
it's a huge difference. And the biggest thing is the customer service. You know, women want to feel special. We have so many relationships with our customer. Every time a customer walks through our doors, we look at them as a customer for life. So, you know, that's a very special thing.
That's so important that you say that. You know, I teach for Kaplan University, you know, and that's one of the things we always emphasize, you know, is the importance of greeting the customer, because it just doesn't happen enough sometimes, you know, when we go shopping on the weekends and things like that, you know. And my wife loves boutiques, by the way, so she can't wait to listen to today's show. You know, you might have a new franchisee on
here. That's wonderful.
This is a pretty big industry, too. I mean, your industry is not a small one, is it?
It's not a small one, and it's a growing industry. If you look at the buying patterns of women, it's changing, and they're not shopping so much in the department stores. They want to be unique and different, and, you know, and they're busy. Today, when I started the company as a direct sales company, part of it was bringing products to this today's busy woman. Well, the woman now is even busier than she was in 1991. So, you know, our typical store print is 1,500 to 1,800 square feet. They don't have to fight with traffic. We really think about all those things before we put a boutique in. Our women want to be able to come in, have a comfortable, wonderful shopping experience, and know that every time they come, they're going to find something unique and different. So it's just, we always do everything with the customer in mind.
Yeah, well said. So for a lot of our listeners, you know, they're they're thinking of buying a business. What are the advantages of owning a mainstream boutique franchise over starting a women's clothing store from scratch, Marie?
I think one of the strongest advantages is access to our experience buying. I used to be a buyer. I worked in the garment district. It is my passion. We really know the industry. We know what women want. And so we shop with an eye for unique and a clear idea of what the shop owner's customers are going to buy. The other thing is, you know, we're always communicating. If you talk to our franchises, we have a very happy franchise system, and we all are there to help and encourage one another. If something's selling in one location, we share it, and then we're all able to benefit from that. Just yesterday, I spoke to one of my franchises who has a store in Wisconsin, and one of her employees, you know, ended up leaving, starting a competitive business. She had more competitors open up in town, and still her business is up over 10% over last year. And she really attributes that to our buying and really being able to share, you know, this is a hot item, you know, let's go into that. You know, it's just, it's been wonderful.
Yeah, it's so important, too, is, you know, the sharing of best practices. You know, we've spoken about that a lot, you know, over the last, you know, 5 years on the show, which is something you're just not going to get if you do it on your own, you know. So absolutely, not to mention your experience. I mean, you've been doing this for so long now, and, you know, in reading about you, you know, it's I can certainly sense your passion for this industry. I mean, this is almost like what you were born to do, it seems like, you know.
It is what I was born to do. And there is such a huge, huge learning curve in this business. And our franchisees, they hit the ground running. It's so exciting to see. You know, they can start out with a really, you know, strong first 6 months. It's not like just, you know, starting from scratch. It really is a proven business model and, you know, a really growing brand.
That's fantastic. So what do you look for in your prospective franchisees, Marie? Are there any, like, characteristics or traits that you look for when you're meeting with them, you know, if they've kind of expressed interest in becoming a franchisee?
Well, we look for typically women, and just as I have a passion for what I do, we really like to find that woman that has a passion for fashion. She has a desire to own her own business, be her own boss. You know, our franchises are savvy, they're sales and fashion oriented, they love working with people and just helping women. And that seems to be a really good recipe for us.
Mm-hmm. Is technology a big part of the business today, Marie? I mean, you know, from when you started way back when to today,
gosh.
Is a lot different?
I can't even express to you how technology plays a part in what we do. If you are not keeping up with social media and social networking and all of that, you're lost. I mean, it is unbelievable. One of our stores in Texas that just opened in just maybe a month or two ago already has 1,000 followers on Facebook, and that's driving business to the store continuously. So technology is huge. We have a password-protected website where our franchisees log into, and they can see all the latest and greatest fashions from all of our vendors that we're suggesting that they purchase. So technology is huge part of our success in what we do, and it's constantly changing, and I really enjoy it. So I stay on top of that as well.
That's fantastic. What about the training? So what is it like once, you know, you like them, they like you, and they decide to become a franchisee? What's the training and support like for your franchisees? What can they expect to receive?
Well, training is the foundation of what we do, because if they don't start out with all the right tools, that's going to impact their success. So we spend a minimum of a week with them at our corporate headquarters going over everything from, you know, your initial projected financial plan to your marketing, merchandising, buying. We go through every aspect of the business. We give them hands-on in our store and other stores in the state. We do store visits. We'll do vendor visits. So training is a big part of what we do, but that's just the initial training. There's ongoing training continuously, and it's a big part of what we do because just like technology is changing, even what we do in this business is changing. So we're always training them on new merchandising ideas, you know, how to be better at what we do, how to use Facebook, how to use Twitter and Pinterest, all of those things. So training is something that we're really devoted to as a franchisor.
Yeah, I think that's what really must keep your business interesting, you know, is because there is constant change, isn't it? From all the way back from 1991 when you started, I mean, I bet you, you know, every single year was a little different, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's very different, and it makes it exciting and interesting. I mean, I don't think anybody ever gets bored. If you know, we love what we do, and it's a constant changing, wonderful business.
And looking at your top-performing stores, Marie, and your franchisees, so what are some of the common characteristics of the top-performing stores, would you say?
I think our top stores are owned by businesswomen that are really committed to the business. They're really committed to helping other women. They really love what they do. They understand if a customer walks away looking and feeling great, they're going to come back. So the repeat business has been great. Our new franchise owners amaze me what they're able to do. They're coming in already with such experience in technology, and they understand social media and all of that. So they're able to take our marketing plan and just, you know, hit a home run right away from onset. So it works out really great.
That's fantastic. So are you allowed to talk about, like, the estimated, like, initial investment and, you know, profit potential?
You know, profit potential is a no-no in our business. You know, we can deal with facts.
Okay.
I can tell you that it costs between about $43,000 and $130,000 to open a boutique. The reason why there's such a big range in there is generally the build-out and the requirements for that. That's what will make it such a large range. But we don't want our new franchises to come in and spend $500,000. We want them to come in, you know, be smart about their investment and, you know, start turning a profit in year one. And that's our goal. And if you talk to our franchises, I think that you'll find that that happens more than most. You know, they're in business to make money, and we understand that. So we're very conservative in what we require their investment to be.
Fantastic. What about the location? Marie, if you could talk a little bit about that, like maybe like how much space is required and, you know, what do you typically look for in a location?
Yeah, we typically look for 1,500 to 1,800 square feet. We don't want it to be too overwhelming for the customer. We want it to be intimate, a boutique.
Yes.
We tend to be in strip plazas that are a little more upscale because that impacts our branding. We tend to be around other businesses geared towards women, like hair salons, nail salons, you know, that sort of thing. So she's already got a built-in customer base. So those are the typical things that we look for.
So what are your growth targets for mainstream boutique, I guess you could say, down the road?
Yeah, well, I've been very fortunate in that. My son joined the business a year ago and
is
really able to concentrate and build this wonderful franchising department that goes out and really handles all of this for the company. And we've doubled our size really in the last 12 months. So we're fully anticipating to be at 80 units within 3 years. I mean, this is going to be the highest growth that we've seen. It's a very exciting time for mainstream boutique.
It sounds like it. That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee and all the different services that you provide, Marie? Any websites they should go to?
Yes, mainstreamboutique.com is a great website that we have.
Yeah.
It gives you a lot of information. Once you look at that, you can fill out a form, and then one of our representatives will give you a call from our franchise department.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Marie, for coming on the show. It was great to finally have you on the show. And I'd really like to invite you back next year as you guys continue to grow.
That sounds great. Our story's still being written.
Thanks so much, Marie. You have a great day today. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. For each podcast, you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now for almost 2 years, with 100 shows under our belt, and during that time frame, we've had some incredible quotes from the guests that have been on our show. If you're a frequent listener to our weekly radio show, then you know what fans Don and I are of the great Michael Gerber, author of the very successful E-Myth Revisited and Awakening the Entrepreneur Within. What's even more amazing is how often Michael's name has come up from our guest in the past 2 years. So you're going to hear from the great Michael Gerber in just a moment. And for the first time on Blog Talk Radio, Franchise Interviews is giving franchisors a unique opportunity to sponsor our weekly radio show. You can have a professionally recorded commercial on our live as well as archive shows. And here's a quick message from our sponsor, and then again, the great Michael Gerber. Enjoy.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Which, by the way, I'm now reading again for the second time. I recommend everybody out there. It's been a while since they've read the E-Myth to read it again. It's really a great little refresher because people seem to forget about things over time, Michael.
I've got guys, I swear, Don, who tell me they pull out the E-Myth Revisited every year. Mm-hmm. One gentleman I spoke to, the founder of an extraordinary company, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, mm-hmm. who's a franchisor.
Right.
He credits the E-Myth with the creation of his company, and he credits the E-Myth with the continued vitalization of his company and the growth of his company. They now have a few more than 300 franchisees around the world. The guy is less than 40. He's the CEO of this company. He started by driving a truck, picking up junk, read the book, read the E-Myth Revisited, and suddenly saw the light. And the product of that is a company which last year did $147 million in gross revenue and has the expectation of reaching $1 billion in revenue in the next 8 years. So the man's on path, and he takes the E-Myth out every year and reads it again and insists that every one of his management team reads the book. And in fact, I'm the keynote at his annual event in March. So I'll be in Vancouver addressing 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Right, right. The show we had last week, Michael, with the CEO and president of a franchise opportunity called Desert Moon, Gary Occhi-Grasso, he spoke about you for like 10 minutes during the show. I mean, it's just amazing the impact that you've had in the franchise community. I mean, your name comes up every other show.
Thank you. And you know, I don't know 90% of these people, so I hear
what
this guy says and that guy. It's really quite extraordinary to me because I don't know these people.
Exactly. I can't imagine, you know, what kind of fuel you have. I mean, I don't know how you go to bed at night, Michael. I mean, changing the story you told about, you know, the young gentleman, you know, being depressed and stuff like that. I mean, the kind of fuel that you must get from that kind of situation must be incredible for you.
It is. It's absolutely extraordinary. And life is simply an array of infinite options. And they're continually showing up.
Absolutely.
They're constantly, constantly, constantly showing up. I can't imagine how anybody could feel limited or deprived of opportunity when there is so much more opportunity than any single one of us could possibly deal with. And I see it every single day in my mind. There's one, there's one, there's one. Why doesn't anybody do that? Why doesn't anybody do that? It's extraordinary. When you begin to experience the entrepreneur within, and anybody, any single person on the face of this earth can experience it if they begin the process right, and that's what I'm committed to.
Absolutely. And the title is great, too, Michael, you know, how you added, in addition to how ordinary people create extraordinary companies without any experience to guide them. You were one of those people, I think you referenced Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Michael Dell. I mean, all these guys really didn't have this significant experience in business. It was all based on a dream or their imagination.
Exactly. They had no experience in business. Bill Gates wasn't a business guy.
Right.
Bill Gates didn't work for a living. Bill Gates went to Harvard and then dropped out. Michael Dell didn't have any experience when he started his business. Nobody, no great entrepreneur, has necessarily had any business experience at all. They simply imagined a result that they saw was absolutely needed in the world, and then they invented the answer to that problem in a business. Well, anybody can do that.
Right.
And in the book, Awakening the Entrepreneur Within, I take you step by step by step through the golden process through which any company can be started from scratch in your garage. And I'm essentially saying, if your car is parked in your garage, move it out and start a business.
Exactly, absolutely.
It seems like, Michael, top entrepreneurs are never satisfied. I mean, in chapter 3 of your book, I thought it was great. You talk about you woke up one day and you had nothing to do. Personally, I mean, that's my dream, to wake up one day and have nothing to do, but just for a day before I get back to business. But, you know, of course, yourself being a top entrepreneur, you just weren't satisfied with that. You know, you had to, you know, take that next step and, you know, and do something great again, and that's what you did, obviously, with this book.
Yeah, well, and you got to understand, when I say I had nothing to do, I had everything to do, but I didn't have to do it.
Right.
In other words, I didn't have to go out and earn a living anymore.
True.
But I do. I didn't have to go out and speak anymore, but I do continuously. I didn't have to go out and write another book. My books are among the top 5 business books ever published in the world. E-Myth Revisited sells more books every year than it sold before.
Wow.
It's the most extraordinary phenomenon. So I didn't have to do anything. There's nothing that caused me to go out and create the Dreaming Room other than my fertile imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm simply saying, what an extraordinary place to live in the imagination. Because one can begin to imagine a world unlike the world we live in and then take it upon yourself to invent it. And that's all it is, inventing it. Everybody invents every single day of their life. The problem is most of us invent the past.
Mm-hmm. True.
I'm about inventing the future.
Right. And this book precedes the E-Myth, Michael, so I guess everybody who has read the E-Myth is going to have to read Awakening the Entrepreneur Within as well.
Your lips to God's ears.
There you go.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews.